"Don't bug me, hug me," said one bumper sticker. And one man believed this so strongly that he went around giving hugs to all kinds of people. On one occasion, the man was challenged to come to visit a care home for the disabled, where he hugged people who were terminally ill, severely mentally disabled, and quadriplegic. But on this particular occasion, as he neared the end of the hugging line, he encountered a person by the name of Leonard, who was wearing a big white bib on which he was drooling. And overcoming his initial reluctance, the man took a deep breath, leaned down, and gave Leonard a big hug. All of a sudden, Leonard began to shriek. At the same time, some of the other patients in the room began to clang things together. The man turned to the staff, the physicians, nurses, and orderlies for some kind of explanation, only to find that everyone was in tears. To his inquiry, "What's going on?" the head nurse said, "This is the first time in 25 years we've ever seen Leonard smile." My friends, today's scriptures clearly insist that we love as Jesus has loved us. The model of love for followers of Jesus, all of us, is extreme and limitless and unconditional because we are challenged by Jesus to love everyone, regardless of whether they are severely mentally disabled or terminally ill, regardless of whether we like them or not, regardless of whether they have hurt us, regardless of whether they share our beliefs or customs or way of life. We are challenged even to love our enemies. Each of us, brothers and sisters, is created out of love by God and in God's own image. If God asks us to love one another just as he loves us, then we must love everyone regardless of their unattractive qualities or any other obstacles. And Jesus chooses his words very carefully when he says, "Love one another as I have loved you." Jesus didn't say, "Love one another as you think you ought to." No, we are to love in the same way that Jesus loves. Love one another, if you will, is one of those gotcha lines in the gospel, because love is a command. Love isn't a romance novel. In other words, despite your differences, Jesus says, love one another. Despite the hurt someone has caused you, love one another. Despite the anger you are harboring or the grudge you can't let go of, love one another. And sometimes, my friends, this isn't easy. Brothers and sisters, our faith in Jesus is haunted by the mystery of love. Jesus demonstrated that in a powerful way when he washed the feet of the disciples when they gathered for their last meal with him. Jesus didn't skip over Peter and Judas. And love was Jesus' parting words to the disciples. Jesus' love embraced all the people he met, those who accepted him and those who did not. The love we are talking about isn't about going gooey over someone. It's a choice, not a feeling. It's about appreciating and valuing that person, whoever they might be, as a child of God. To those of you children who are celebrating your first Eucharist today, Connor, May Quinn, Spencer, and Philippe, Jesus wants to be his best friends with each of you because Jesus loves you, loves all of us, wholeheartedly and unconditionally. Jesus' love fills our hearts and frees us to give ourselves in loving service to others. We just heard Jesus' words in our gospel. I love you. I call you my friends. Remain in my love. And here at the table of the Eucharist today, Jesus will share with you the life he gave so that you might have his life, his joy, and find peace in him. Jesus is the best friend that any one of us will ever have. My friends, as Jesus gave himself to others, we are called to imitate his example of loving service to others. As Jesus brought healing and peace into the lives of those he encountered, we are to bring that same healing and that same peace into the lives we touch. And as Jesus revealed to the world a God who loves humanity, as parents love their children, we are to love one another. Love one another as brothers and sisters. God's love has no boundaries or limits. God's love breaks down barriers between Gentile and Jew, between slave and free, between women and men, between the healthy and those who are ill, and between young and old. One of the great Catholic social activists and writers of our time, Dorothy Day's favorite passages from world literature, occurs in Dostoevsky's The Brothers Karamazov, where the old priest, Father Zosima, points out to Madame Hodakoff that her supposed crisis of faith is really a crisis of love. And I quote, "For love in action is a harsh and dreadful thing compared with love in dreams. Love in dreams is greedy for immediate action, rapidly performed and in the sight of all. But active love is labor and fortitude, and for some people, too, perhaps a complete science." End of quote. Brothers and sisters, like the man who went around giving hugs to all kinds of people, expressing our love isn't something that we should wait for, that should wait for our tombstone. God's love is the why and the how of our love for one another. It's a love that gives wings to our freedom, if you will. It's our mission, our call in life, an action which should take the initiative toward all others. My friends, Christian love makes serious demands on those bold enough to profess it. And Jesus commands us to love one another as he has loved us, and if we're not clear on how he has loved us, just look at the cross. Brothers and sisters, in both word and sacrament, we share in the love of Jesus and are nourished by the life that Jesus laid down for us, his friends, by the love he commands us to have for one another. In an age when friendship is often counted as superficial, a measure as a mouse click, today's gospel invites us to walk in true friendship with Jesus, so we may love one another as Jesus commands us. My friends, as an Easter people, we are called to witness to God's love wherever we find it. God is love, and to the extent that we can love as God does, we will know that we live in God and that God lives in us. Amen.
Amen.